All right, so...
What, you just shot me?
Yep, you're okay. Up.
I am Tyler, moderator of this tournament, and this is Cody, my calculating companion.
Oh, this is so dumb. Hello!
Fabulous secrets were revealed to me the day I held aloft my magical microphone and said, "Let's get ready to rumble!" I am so proud of that.
I love this.
You gotta be careful that Let's Run with the Rumble. He's sued for less.
Okay, well, if he listens... Thanks, Cody. You threw off my vibe. Now I'm screwed up. I quit.
What? This is the entire vibe of this podcast.
Okay. Welcome to Dead Air, a DCP game show. Today, the challengers are...
Daniel Newkirk.
Me. Adam.
Okay, so we got Daniel, who is representing wrestling, who will be answering MOTU questions.
Yes.
And Adam, no one gives a fuck about.
Okay.
So the show consists of three rounds and a final wager. What?
We didn't hit the 60-second mark.
Oh, no one heard that.
Except for that Ready to Rumble
guy. Yeah. So we have round one, which consists of seven multiple-choice questions worth 5 points each.
Points each.
That was my Sean Connery.
Was it?
Yeah. With an opportunity to steal when Adam gets it wrong.
You know, Sean Connery, a classic MOTU or professional wrestler.
Oh, man, he loves MOTU.
I've gotten better at my Sean Connery impression. Tyler, ask me.
I don't believe that for a moment.
Ask me if I want some coffee.
Do you want some coffee?
Yes.
Actually, that's
very...
Can you do more than just one word, Sean Connery?
That's very sad.
No.
Wow, you messed up there.
Yeah, I did.
Round two, which will be the remainder of the steal questions, worth 2 points apiece. Round three, which is a lightning round. And then the final wager question. Did I do that right, Daniel?
Sounds right. Yeah.
Okay, I'm so proud of myself because normally I just make you say it.
Yeah.
Any questions?
Nope.
All right, good.
I'm wearing my Triple H King of Kings hoodie to fuck with Daniel mentally. Mentally.
It is a little concerning that Adam has more WWE apparel than I have.
The sad thing is he probably just bought that the other day.
I believe that.
Dana, it takes like seven days.
Dana, do you live in the ring world where it takes 7 days for something to get here?
Wait.
If I order something on Prime right now, it'll show up in Daniel's
store.
Wait,
do you mean Lord of the Rings, Ring the Horror Movie, or Ring World as in the sci-fi book, Ring World?
Yes.
Now, okay. I will say that some places where you order from, the shipping is abysmal. Because there's a stack of comic books sitting behind you that I ordered at the beginning of January and they just showed up.
I think it would have been way funnier if people were like, "I ordered those 40 years ago."
No, not quite. But like, they were all in stock and back order, like back issues. And like, I'm like, okay, cool. I'll order these and they'll be here in a week or two. No. I've been waiting over a month for that stack of comics.
Did you order it from a big business or small business?
Oh, I thought it was a big business. Hmm. And it's supposed to be like the number one virtual comic book store in America. So.
Hmm. Huh.
Yeah.
All right, Adam, you're the returning loser with the most losses. So you get to decide if you go first or second.
I'll be a gentleman. I'll let the champion go.
All right, so we need a MOTU question here as you hear the sound of my paper's ruffling.
You know, after all of the hell you give Adam about writing it on paper.
It's fun.
I'm playing the Cerebral Assassin style.
Cerebral?
Getting inside Daniel's head.
Cerebral? I just like this because I feel like a 1980s news anchor.
No, that's fair. And
Reaganomics.
I commend you because usually my head's in you. So...
That's true.
I don't like that.
Okay.
You just need to give it a little more chance, Cody. You'll like it.
Just a tip.
All right. The first MOTU question. Daniel. Yes. Queen Marlena is from what planet?
Okay.
A. Eternia. B. Etheria. C. Earth. D. Primus.
Okay.
The band.
Primus does a cover of Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck you. They also do a really good cover of Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Oh, yeah, that's another one I've heard, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I made a wrote a movie once about that.
Yeah, it was a terrible. Horrible movie.
Oh. Yeah, like three movies about it. Well,
the first part of the movie was excellent, and then he just shot himself in the foot.
You guys have picked nothing but covers. What about Winona's Big Brown Beaver? Shake Hands with Meat?
Oh, the Big Brown Beaver one's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so if you don't know what we're talking about with the Devil Went Down to Georgia, make sure you check out Previously On our YouTube channel. That if would be the music,
we didn't lose that one.
Episode from Previously On. It's like episode 2.
Oh, yeah, that was my karaoke one.
Yeah.
It lost.
Okay, so Queen Marlena, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not Primus because that's a Transformers planet. And
that's also a He-Man planet.
Shut up.
I feel like Eternia is too easy the answer. So I'm going to go with Etheria because I think that was She-Ra's planet.
Etheria?
Yeah.
Adam?
Earth.
She is from Earth.
Oh, okay.
She is a NASA astronaut pilot that travels through, was it just a wormhole? Or?
Yeah, it was like a they wouldn't call it a wormhole in the 80s. It was like a gateway.
Is this going to be the first time Adam scored points?
No, I've scored points. I just
I forgot.
I just always lost.
He loses them.
I just always lose them all. I get too cocky. Right.
Adam.
Yes, sir.
Would you like your steal question?
Yes.
Okay. In the original Superman versus He-Man comic.
Oh, God.
Not...
And I own it, too.
Not the newest one. The one from the 80s.
Right.
How does Superman come to Eternia?
Skeletor brings him.
Give me any more?
Skeletor brings him by the Havoc Staff and puts him on... That's all I remember. I know that's not the answer, but that's all I remember.
I'll give it up to Cody. So the answer is he accidentally brings him because he's trying to break into Castle Grayskull.
Okay, yeah, I don't accept that as an answer. I don't accept
it. I kind of do. He, Skeletor, like, well, not intentionally, did bring him.
Yeah, but in my head, I remembered Skeletor intentionally bringing him. I don't accept my answer.
Okay.
I remember.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you trying to fail you have creative control over the questions again?
No.
don't worry. He'll fuck it up by the end of the game.
I legitimately, in my head, remembered it as Skeletor purposely, so I don't accept my answer.
Okay.
All right.
What?
If I'm anything, it's dumb.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Adam.
Yes, sir.
First WWE question.
Okay. All right.
Which of the following championships has John Cena never held?
Oh, fuck. I know Daniel knows this, too.
A.
Okay.
Intercontinental.
Because if you own them. If you win them all, you're what do they call it?
Yeah, there's a term for that.
Yeah, what is it? Grand Slam champion.
B. U.S. championship.
Okay.
C. WWE tag team. Or D. WWE World Tag Team.
Oh, fuck. See, I know he got tag team because I think he did it with Kane. I think. He came back and won Intercontinental after leaving for a little bit, I think. What was the second one?
U.S. Championship.
Nah, he was U.S. because he was all about political or love America. He was like the new Hulk Hogan with America and shit. Oh, it's one of the tag teams. What were the two options?
WWE Tag Team or WWE World Tag Team?
World Tag Team? Is that made up?
They're all real. This trivia question came directly from WWE.com.
Not the straight cock cookie?
D.
Not the what?
Sorry, not the... I messed up the Did joke. Not the Supernatural Wiki.
Oh, I thought you said the straight pocket cookie. I'm like, what the...
Yeah, I heard something about a cookie. Like
I said straight talk, Wikipedia, like straight talk, the cell phone carrier. I messed up. I got them.
Oh, I assumed that was like a phone sex line that you were calling.
No, I don't do that. I can't afford the minutes.
D.
D?
D.
Final answer?
Yeah.
A. Intercontinental.
I thought he came back and won Intercontinental.
Mm-mm. No, he came back and won the U.S. The Intercontinental is the one he hasn't.
Okay.
Like,
yeah. Fuck.
Okay. Daniel.
Yes.
Would you like your steel question?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's hope they're better than Adam's were.
I doubt it. WWE changed Cena's finisher F you to the more family oriented what?
Fuck you.
The F you is the AA. It turned from the fuck you to the attitude adjustment.
There you go. Yeah. So how'd I do with my first one? Was that good?
Yeah, that one's fine.
All right.
Yeah, because the other one, the STF, is the name of a hold, and his original was the STFU.
What's is the FU, is that the fireman's carry thing where he...
Yeah, it's a fireman's carry, and then like he like shoves him off on one shoulder and then slams him down.
It's kind of similar to the one we don't talk about anymore, except he doesn't do the spin.
The tornado one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's
the one we don't talk about?
We don't talk about Bruno. We don't talk about
Bruno. No.
I've never heard that. Is that a new thing?
It's a Disney thing.
Oh, Disney.
I do have a quick question. Daniel, do you feel like you earned those 5 points? Do you want to just arbitrarily just give them back?
I was trying to be legit.
We have to have therapy after every single one.
No, I think I'm good with that.
All right, so we have our first 5 points on the board.
All right.
Though Adam could have technically been first on the board.
Oh, absolutely. I feel like Adam, like, I would have given those points to Adam if someone had consulted me.
Like, but yeah, so.
He refused them. I know.
If I'm going to lose, I'm going to lose right.
Okay.
All right, Daniel, ready for your second MOTU question?
Sure.
Orko, the Trollin magic? The Trollin magician originally had a different name. What was it?
No.
A. Snoob.
Snoob, Snoob.
The Oracle. C. Dr. Zoog. Or D. Gorpo. Those are all real Trollin names. There was another one. It was like humna humna. It was like a really.
Great call humna humna.
He says his name when he's orgasming. Humna humna
humna. Shazam.
Okay, so.
Paint me a picture, Daniel.
Now, if I remember right, Orko is the little floating disembodied dude with the red robes and the giant mage hat.
Yep.
It, like, Oracle seems to make sense. Seems a little too obvious. What were the other ones?
Snoob, Dr. Zoog, and Gorpo. And this is the Filmation version.
Right.
His original iteration.
Or, in our terms, his ridge.
A ridge, all right. I'm feeling good about Gorpo. Feeling real good about Gorpo.
Cody has an awful poker face. Are you feeling Gorpo?
Okay, I'm going to stop reading the question.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because Cody's poker face is atrocious, so maybe I'm going back to Oracle now.
Poker face. Did you know apparently the words are fucker face?
The second time she says that.
So in,
I'm gonna
give a fun fact, but no.
Go for it. Give me the fun fact.
So
I'll give a fun fact as soon as
I guess. The answer. One of the things that they say that Orko is so bad at magic is because most of his spells he screws up the words. But if you watch your favorite version of He-Man, Revelation came first. When he defeats Scareglow, it's because he's not using any words. It's all, what's it when you say it in your head, inaudible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, interesting. In the original Filmation one, he's a joke in Eternity, but in Trollin, he's like a mighty masterful.
Yeah, it's because the laws of reality are different. Yeah. But
That's interesting. I'm gonna go with Gorpo, I think.
Gorpo is correct.
Hey!
Gorpo is also the name of... Oh, I better not, in case it's...
It's not.
Oh. They used in the DC story, he's the dark Trollin that comes over.
Really? I thought it...
They gave that name Gorpo to him.
I thought Orko was just the bad guy. I thought he was like... Oh, I have to reread that then. Okay. Adam.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready to fuck this up too?
Trying to move with it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is not a nickname that has been attributed? Yeah. Sorry, Cody's sitting too close to me. To the Undertaker. A. Big Dog of the Yard. B. Okay. The Gunslinger. C, Booger Red, or D, the Saint of Killers?
Well, the Saint of Killers is a character from Preacher.
Is it?
Well, yeah.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Is it? Do it.
Which one is not?
Do it. Yes. Which one is not? Do it.
The big dog of the yard, if that's one, it's got to be during his American Badass days. Or before he, maybe when he was mean, Mark Callis or whatever. What were the other ones?
A, big dog of the yard. B, the gunslinger. C, Booger Red. D, the Saint of Killers. I just realized that the dude that used to follow him out, his name was...
Paul Bearer.
There it is. There it is.
Yeah.
I didn't know it. I didn't ever pay attention.
Oh, yeah. Paul Bearer. He also died on camera. Did you know that?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Covered like, in cement. Well, kayfabe died.
Oh. I thought you meant like he had an accident. Mm-mm,
no. Died.
Well, he had red hair, but I don't see his... It's...
Paint me a picture. Daniel's got a brush. You've got finger paints.
I'm gonna fucking jizz all over this.
Jackson Pollock me.
I don't see.
They're brothers, ladies and gentlemen. They're brothers.
I don't see Saint of Killers because that's a character from the Preacher comics, but it's also a generic name. So maybe
is it?
Listen, I'm gonna say Saint of Killer, the Saint of all, or whatever.
You are correct.
That's where you got it from, Preacher.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Booger Red. It's not one of the announcers. It's not Jerry Lawler. It's the other guy.
Michael Cole?
No.
JR?
Yes.
Okay.
He called him that in reference to like the size, like how big he was. Like Booger Red is like some huge football player, I guess.
Oh, okay.
And no one understood. No one understood the reference, but like all the Undertaker fans, like thought they were like that he was like being mean to him. So like I guess they all got pissed off. So the nickname didn't last very long.
Oh, okay. What about the gunslinger?
I don't know. Just said the gunslinger.
These all off of WWE.com?
Not all of them. Some of them. Hey, you know what? I'm only allowed to get on so many sites at work.
Before. When was he called gunslinger?
I don't know. I think is like one of those little one-off things.
Okay.
The only one on that list that I was actually really confident on was the big dog of the yard.
That's got to be the American Badass.
That was during that phrase, I think. But the whole reason I know that is because of the Roman Reigns storyline. Because when he beat him at WrestleMania, I think that is when the point when Roman said, "I'm the big dog now," and started that big dog's character storyline.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
I think. Anyway. Okay.
All right. What's the score,
Cody? Doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
I freaked out for a second. I forgot I wrote it on both sides. I was like, how do I go from 2 to 6? What the fuck? It's like, Cody counted this. I was like, this is going to be a real short episode.
Why?
Okay, Daniel, you ready for number 3?
I am.
Okay. In the original...
Ridge.
In the Ridge He-Man story.
Mm-hmm.
How did Adam become the hulking behemoth He-Man? Is it A, the sorceress would transform him in times of need? B, he would have to enter Castle Grayskull? C, he would enter the Cave of Power? Or D, he was always He-Man in his heart? No, I mean, like, he was always He-Man. Like, he was just... He always had the power.
I think it's unfair that you got, like, a half-naked woman looking at me while I'm trying to concentrate.
Well, fuck.
Or maybe she's fully naked, but she's in shadow.
Hold on a second.
She's in shadow.
What house, vampire house, does she look like she's from?
That looks like a Toreador.
That makes sense.
Oh, you can't see anything. You build up my hopes for no
reason. I got a good imagination.
Yeah, some people... prefer more the allure than the actual just bazongas out there.
Hey, don't get medical terms with me. Use slang terms. Like boobies.
Honey, can I see your bazongas?
Uh, I think I made Daniel speechless.
No.
Well, I went a little bit more difficult because you had done research questions for Adam for when you did it, so I tried to make it like not super easy.
No, I mean, that's fair.
That and I just want you to paint me a picture.
Right.
I don't know why I do this gay painting thing whenever I do it.
And I'm trying to go back to like when I actually watched some of the Filmation He-Man, but I was a child.
Now, wait a minute. Now, to help Daniel, is it Filmation or is it Mini Comics?
This is Mini Comics before Filmation. The original idea.
Then, yeah, I didn't see any of that. So that would have been, what, early 80s, late 70s? The In Times of Need thing makes sense. So let's do the Sorceress Summons Him in the Times of Need.
That is incorrect, damn. Adam.
So Sorceress Gate. So he was basically just the equivalent of a barbarian. I think it's the Cave of Power, because the Cave of Power had the vest and the sword hadn't come into play yet. He just had an axe. Yeah, so I'm saying Cave of Power.
Cave of Power. So basically he'd go into the cave and get all his fashion accessories.
That was my...
And become a man.
My second guess.
I haven't eaten anything. It wasn't
because he always had the power of He-Man in his heart.
I legitimately thought that could have been an answer. Because, like, the original He-Man, like, the only thing he really changes is his shirt.
Yeah.
Like, there's no change otherwise.
He takes his pants off, too.
That's true. You should have been like, it was the friends we made along the way. I rewatched the intro to write this intro, and I like how at the end it just has He-Man showing up and then just punching the screen. Like,
yeah.
Everything's all nice and calm. Why is he punching me? I'm not a villain.
Yeah, maybe.
You are a villain.
Maybe.
Maybe he knows you better. You're just watching his struggles without helping.
Watching me what?
You're just watching his struggles without helping. Like a cruel god.
That is not, I did not hear struggles.
I'm going back to the straight talk and cookie thing that you said earlier. Okay, Adam, would you like your steal question?
Yes, sir.
Okay. In the episode, Origin of the Sorceress. Oh, fuck. I can rationalize this because this is an important episode.
I know. I'm trying to picture it in my head. Go ahead.
Why did Teela Na take over as the Sorceress? There's a very specific reason that she did it.
And this is in the original?
This is in the original. It's not just like a random...
Right, I don't know.
I mean, besides setting up her origin, it sets up... I don't know if I can give it away yet.
Well, I haven't given an answer, so no, you can't give it up yet.
Give it away now.
Well, she takes over as a sorcerer because she's the sorceress's daughter.
No.
Oh, wait, Teela Na is the original sorceress. Teela is the daughter. Go ahead, Daniel.
Oh, I was just going to fill dead air.
fill it. Paint me a picture. Just paint by numbers. It's a pony.
It's my OC pony.
If she takes over because the... I don't know. I don't remember.
She takes over so she can have the power to save her village from Morgoth. Yeah. And this sets up... Because Morgoth brings the Horde to Eternia, which sets up She-Ra storyline.
Morgoth is like, if I remember right, he's like very like H.P. Lovecraft looking, right?
I don't know what he looks like.
I think
like.
He's like a big ball of tentacles.
But he was like a normal guy at one point, and then like he gained the power of immortality because they... The storyline plays out where she tells He-Man the origins because he's breaking out of his unbreakable cell.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of the monster from the House of Shinnuki.
The what?
The House of... Shinnuki. I remember how they pronounce it. She was a evil sorceress. I think that's the monster. It was a big ball of tentacles that she released onto Eternia.
What was the one that... Oh, fuck. I keep forgetting you haven't seen all of Revelations yet.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the...
Oh, wait. Revelations? Yeah. No. Anyway, go ahead. Maybe I'll...
It's the one that is trapped in the basement It's trapped in Grayskull when Man-at-Arms gets trapped by the evil warriors.
Yeah, you're right. I haven't seen
that. Okay. Are you ready for your WWE question?
Yeah.
Cody, what's the score?
We are at Adam 5, Daniel 10.
All right.
Sounds on track.
Yep.
Okay. Who won the very first WWE Universal Championship?
The Universal? Which one's the Universal, Daniel?
That's the one that they defend on other planets.
Damn it. I knew you weren't going to give me early. Anyway, go ahead.
A, Triple H. Is Triple H the game?
Yeah.
Okay. B,
the game.
The game. C, the Cerebral Assassin.
Hey, is
D,
that another
the
name?
King of Kings.
Is that another name for Triple H?
Yeah.
B, I'm going to pronounce it wrong. Is it Finn Balor?
Finn Balor. It's Finn Balor. No, that's the answer.
You're going with Finn Balor.
Yeah.
You don't even want to hear the other two?
Yeah, okay. Let me hear the other two.
Are you sure about that, Adam? You don't want to hear the other two?
C, Ronda Rousey. D, Rey Mysterio.
Well, it's not Ronda Rousey. WWE doesn't like women. Or maybe Vince McMahon likes women too much.
I mean, Ronda Rousey was in the first main, like, women's main event.
Just because she was pooped on.
Okay, that's kind of a little too soon, Adam.
Cody's offended.
Finn Balor.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Because then he tore his shoulder up right after he won it. Right, yeah, during the match
he blew his shoulder out. And I think tore the rotator cuff and some other stuff, so he had to relinquish it, like, the next day.
And he's come back, and he's pretty much just been in Judgment Day since, hasn't he?
He's been doing a lot of other stuff besides that, but he hasn't really had that push that he had, that momentum.
Has the Demon made an appearance at all?
Yeah,
since he's been in Judgment Day?
Oh, not since Judgment Day, no.
I gotcha.
That would make sense, the Demon to show up in Judgment Day. That wasn't a joke, Is Judgment Day not a thing? Okay.
Okay. So next question. So Judgment Day is a stable, and
there's horses.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's someone I would ride like a horse in Judgment Day.
So speaking of the one you'd ride like a horse, is this supposed to be like an incestual? Really? Are they like playing the whole mommy, Chavo Guerrero, Mysterio thing? Is that supposed to be like a?
No, it's like how you call your lover daddy.
Oh.
Same thing.
Okay.
So that's why you call Daniel daddy.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like a reference to Eddie Guerrero. Because Eddie Guerrero used to go, I'm your papi.
Oh,
okay. So that's why, like, Rhea Ripley is using mommy now. Is because, like, one of the things is the Mysterios and the Guerreros are really, really close. So Dominic does a lot of Guerrero stuff to... One, to honor him, but in kayfabe, it's to, like, insult his dad, because his dad was really close with Eddie.
So. I guess.
Are we ready now?
Yep.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, fuck.
What Dominic Mysterio is the one he'd ride like a horse, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
No, it was Damian Priest.
What are you talking about? I love that.
Okay. In some iterations, Skeletor is Prince Adam's uncle, who is known as A, Miro, B, Keldor, C, Volnar, or D, and this is ironic, D-Van. D, the letter D, and then D-Van.
Okay.
Well,
D-Van.
There you go.
Okay.
Or Devin, well, if you're not putting spin on it.
I don't believe Keldor's right, because I think that is the king. So what were the other ones?
There's A, Miro.
Miro. Mm.
C, Volnar. Or D-Van.
Or D-Van.
So it would be a hell of a coincidence, because Miro is an AEW wrestler who is used to go as Rusev. So that'd be a hell of a coincidence if that was right. So I'm going to go with C, because Volgar sounds like a... would be that kind of right animation stuff.
Volnar?
Volnar, yeah.
Bolnar is incorrect.
Fuck.
Adam?
It's Keldor. Miro is Adam's grandpa.
Yes.
Wait, I thought Keldor was, like, the king. It was, like, Randor. Adam's dad.
That's Randor.
Randor. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Adam.
Yes, sir.
Would you like your steel question?
Yes, sir.
You're probably going to hate this one.
Okay.
Okay. So, in the episodes where Keldor is Adam's uncle.
Which?
We'll do the
2000X.
2000X.
Okay.
Keldor
okay.
is half Gar.
Right.
What famous master is a Gar?
What famous master?
Yes.
Cyclone.
Man, I didn't think you'd get that. That is correct.
He was the guardian of Anwar-Gar, the secrets of Anwar-Gar. The famed armor of Anwar-Gar.
Oh, see? Did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
I just figured because he was blue.
Well, yeah, all Gars are blue.
I'm blue. Well, apparently half Gars are blue, too.
Well, I mean, if you take that to the to Earth, I mean...
And that's just how the cookie crumbles. Are so you going to make an Asian remark?
No.
Okay, because let's just cut you off right there.
Okay.
So, who's older, Randar or Keldor?
They're Randar or Keldor.
Keldor.
They're the same age. Well, no, I guess they couldn't be because they're from the same mom.
We twins.
That's true. Well, that's true, but one's Gar. Randor is complete Eternian.
I thought the mom was from Earth. No, that's He-Man.
It'd have to be Keldor because Keldor got upset that Randor, because Keldor is biologically the inheritor of the throne. So it'd have to be Keldor's older.
Hmm. Right? They're like, that's no, how that works. You're blue. Get out of here.
Basically, they said blue Baba.
What did you guys say? Blue but the Dabadoo?
Yeah.
Isn't that the name of a My Little Pony, Shkloobity Bob?
Not that I remember now.
Oh, see.
No, that was Skiddly Doo. No, which one?
Scoodle Doo?
Scootaloo.
Scootaloo.
Ah, I was close. Scootle Doo. Okay. All right. This wrestler started a feud.
Hey, what if I'm not ready?
Too bad.
Okay, I'm
ready. This wrestler started a feud with this CW Emerald Archer.
Oh yeah, it's multiple choice. Why am I trying to see the answer?
A, AJ Styles.
Okay.
B, The Miz.
Okay.
I don't know why I like saying that. I don't even know what the guy looks like. C.
Not that dissimilar from Adam, to be perfectly honest.
Papa Shango. And D, Stardust.
Stardust. Cody Rhodes.
That is correct.
Because he, what did he do in the show? He was a drug dealer in the show, right?
Yeah, Cody Rhodes was a metahuman drug dealer who peddled the drug Stardust.
I gotcha.
No, so it was a double joke for the show?
Yeah.
That his wrestler name was the drug's name?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was that character that bad? Or is it just what Cody Rhodes didn't want to do?
A little bit of both. I mean, it wasn't great because all it was like a Goldust copy. Like, they were just trying to do the Goldust character again.
I gotcha.
And not that Cody was bad at it, it's just it really wasn't his forte.
So what's his character now?
The American Nightmare is his current gimmick.
Because his dad was the American Dream?
Yep.
I gotcha.
Okay. Daniel.
Yes.
Are you ready? I care if you're ready. Do you want to take a minute?
No,
you
I'm fine.
Use the facilities. You want to drink? Cody, you can give him
a drink. I got a little bit of a headache.
Okay. Well, you know what solves a headache?
I'm waiting for it.
I don't have any buttons on my shirt.
A little bit of penicillin?
Mainly because I'm not wearing a shirt.
Penis.
Cold in here. Yeah. Daniel.
Yes.
I'll answer for him.
The original Moss Man action figure came with what feature?
Mm-hmm.
A, detachable arms. B, vine whip weapons. That's fun to say, vine whip weapons. C, it was pine scented. Or D, a certificate for a tree planted for buying it.
In Ireland, where you become a sir or a madam.
Lord or lady.
Lord or lady.
On a nuclear contaminated land.
Nuclear?
Is that where it turned out to be?
Yeah, like it was contaminated land, so that was the only thing they could use it for.
But the trees don't grow, though, do they?
Yeah, they'll grow, which is probably not right.
Oh, okay.
Where was the contaminated... What planted where on the contaminated land?
Well, there was a whole thing where you become a lord or lady online, and a lot of YouTubers, a lot of influencers were advertising it, like, oh, you can make anybody a lord and lady, officially and come to find out it was sort of all a scam.
Yeah, you
so would a buy, lot of people had
you
to.
You would buy a 12 foot by 12 foot.
Yeah.
12 inch by 12 inch.
Yeah, it's one, plot, yeah, 1 foot. Yeah, plot one plot of land. Uh-huh.
And then you become a lord or lady. Officially a lord or lady.
Right. Well, I watched the.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it was. I mean,
the Legal Eagle review of it, and he's like, take with it. He's like, it's like when you buy a star. You know, he's like, they're raising money and they're planting trees. He's like, if you actually think that, you know, you get a piece of paper that says you're a lord or lady. If you truly believe that you are now a Scottish lord or lady, then you have some serious issues.
Yeah, right.
Pretty much. I believed I was a Scottish lady when I bought the star, though.
Well, stars, you technically can't own stars, and you cannot name stars. The only way you can name stars is through the scientific community.
Yeah. I don't know.
Or you have to discover them, yeah.
There's some guy that bought the moon. Or staked a claim to the moon.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, I'd like to see that hold up.
Yeah. Well, it kind of just hangs there in the sky. Thank you for the pity chuckle.
No, I legitimately thought that was funny.
For the love of God, Daniel, what's your answer?
I'm going to go with A, the detachable arms.
Detachable arms?
Yes.
Adam?
It was pine-scented.
Pine-scented.
Are you serious?
That was my second choice.
I
knew it wasn't the vine whip arms, and I figured it wasn't the tree planting thing, because we didn't give a shit back then.
Who was that?
Seriously. Like, it was pine-scented? That was the selling factor?
Yeah.
And then you had stinkor that just smelled.
Yeah, I don't remember.
They had the bad smelling version,
yeah,
too.
I don't remember.
So you buy your child an intentionally stinky toy?
Yeah, it was kind of like the fart spray, but not as offensive. I don't quite remember what stinkor smelled like, but I remember smelling bad, but it wasn't like make you sick smell bad.
So did you have this moss man?
Yeah.
Do you still have him?
No, he was flocked. Do you remember flocking?
Is that where he's got velvet or something on him?
Yeah.
He's fuzzy.
Yeah. So, like, once you got it dirty and everything, it didn't. Like, if you actually played with him, the pine scent didn't last very long.
I'm sorry. I just.
I don't really remember what stinkor smelled like. It wasn't like an offensive smell, but it was.
So, was this commercially advertised? Like, commercial, like, oh, he smells like pine scent. That was a major selling factor. It wasn't just an add on that you read on the box.
I don't know if they advertised it as pine, but yeah, it was a. Because every action figure had a selling point. Like, Mechanic's neck would grow, and that was the selling point on the box.
Not just his neck.
Not just his neck, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Adam.
Don't go on a hunt of me. That was fascinating.
Are you ready for your steal question?
Yeah, I do better than a multiple choice. Can I just have multiple choice?
Sure. You get no multiple choice on this one.
Oh.
Okay, all right.
Shit.
No. Daniel, since he's a loser, I'm going to give him multiple choice.
No, I don't want multiple choice. I don't want multiple choice.
The OG, I did this one for you.
Okay, thank you.
Moss Man. Is a green repaint of what evil warrior?
Beastman.
A.
Beastman.
B.
Beastman.
Let me read all the choices. C. Or D.
It would have been funnier if you said A, B, B, A, C,
No, because I
we
did that.
We use that joke every episode,
I did
though.
That. Oh. I did that, and you got all butthurt about it the very first time I wrote questions.
Beastman.
Beastman is correct. Cody.
I want to fuck up all these points.
After you do, yeah, I know you will. After you do your tabulations, Cody, where are we at? What calculator is that?
It's an old-fashioned one. That's why it takes so
Everybody
long.
Likes an old-fashioned.
Adam is at 25. Daniel is at 10.
Yep. I haven't been doing very well this round.
Are you sure?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Are you putting them in the right column?
I am. Because
that don't sound right.
It's 100% right, because I haven't gotten shit right.
You've gotten two right.
I'll end up fucking it up.
The math shows.
Yes, you will. Time for another nickname question. Adam.
Okay.
Which is not a nickname for Stone Cold Steve Austin? A. Texas Rattlesnake. B. The Bionic Redneck. C. Hillbilly from Hell. D. Stunning Steve Austin.
C.
Fuck. I thought that would be harder.
Technically, that's not right, because Stunning Steve Austin was a whole different character. Stunning Steve Austin was not a nickname for Stone Cold Steve Austin.
You know what? According to the Pro Wrestling Wiki, that is one of the nicknames attributed to Steve Austin.
To Steve Austin, yes. Okay. Not Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I apologize.
But yeah.
I apologize.
God. That's when he had long hair. Mm-hmm. Nah, he should cut his hair too, and he was still stunning, wouldn't he?
He had long hair. That was the big transition into the Texas Rattlesnake character was the haircut.
He had long hair.
He had long blonde hair.
It wasn't really good because he had a horrible hairline. Like it was kind of like a Batman's widow peak type thing, but it was super long.
And that's why he ended up cutting it because like he was balding so bad, and he's just like, "Fuck this, I'm out." And then like he cut it and grew a goatee.
But I mean, he's beautiful bald though.
Yeah, he's like he's got that good head shape.
Yeah, unlike me, I got that weird dimple, right? Like where it and then just caves in and then goes right back up.
I don't think your head's supposed to cave in, Cody.
It's not. That's why my head caves in.
That's just because I was hitting the head with a shovel.
I was stepped on a horse as a child.
You were stepped on a horse?
I was stepped on by a horse as a child.
Like you were on top of a horse and someone stepped on you? Or
a horse stepped on my chest.
Then why'd that cave in your head?
Well, that was a different thing. That
makes about as much sense as Madam Web. Okay, number six. That's the way the cookie crumbles. Daniel.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. Who is not a member of the Snake Men?
Okay.
A. Fangor. B. I'm dying to say this one. Squeeze. C. Terror. Or D. Scorpia. Paint me a picture. Whip out your brush. The big one.
Well, so Scorpia sounds like scorpion, which is not a snake. Fangor would make sense. What were the other two?
Squeeze.
And
Terror.
Terror. Terror really sounds like a... like that'd be a different faction.
I was trying to think of
one of these is a beast man, I think. And I think that's the issue.
There's only one I can tell you what it looks like. Yeah. And the one I can tell you what it looks like does not look like a... Well, never mind. When you're saying beast man, I'm assuming you don't mean like the actual character beast man.
No. Okay. There's like factions that are called like the beast men or the horde or something like that.
I withdraw what I was going to say.
Okay.
Squeeze.
We're going to go...
Come on, Daniel.
My first instinct was Scorpia, but the more I think about it, the more I'm going to say Terror. And I'm going to kick myself with Scorpia.
Oh, wait, which one? Because you said Scorpia, Terror, and then Scorpia.
Is one of them right?
Is one of them right? Yes, one of the four is right.
Let's go with Terror.
Terror?
Yeah.
Terror?
Terror.
Scorpia.
Damn it.
Man, you've got to start listening to that gut.
Scorpia is part of She-Ra, right?
Yes, she is a member of the Horde.
Which one's Fangor? Fangor and Terror, I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I just looked up the list of snakes. Oh,
okay. Okay.
Okay. By the way, this scared the hell out of me because there's like droplets of fake blood on the inside of this. And I'm like, oh, great. I done fucked this up. Adam.
Yes.
Are you ready for your steal? How are we going to calculate?
It'll be fine. The score's not going to change.
Oh. Adam.
Yeah.
Who is the only Snake Man to feature in the Filmation animated series?
Cobra Khan.
Fuck. I thought these would be harder. I honestly thought these were hard.
No, yes. This may be Adam's first win.
It is Cobra Khan. The series ended, and then they moved the Snake Men to the Horde, basically. Shit. Huh.
Interesting.
Don't come back like you know what the fuck just happened.
No, I heard it, sort of. Something about Snake Men and interesting.
Squeeze.
So is that accentuated, like adding a bunch of S's?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that how it's actually? Yeah.
That's how it's pronounced.
There's also Lord Grasp, Tongue Lashor.
Tongue Lashor, yeah. He's a general.
And then...
I thought that was the third form of Lickitung.
You need to stay over there with whatever.
And there was Snake Face, Cobra Khan, King
Hiss. So just right out there was Snake Face.
Yeah,
he had the face of a snake.
Yeah, it was basically Medusa. His action thing, he had a wheel on his back, and when you pushed it, his tongue and eyes would pop out, and when that happened, you would turn into stone. Tongue Lashor had the same thing.
His tongue
would whip out. And General... Oh, no. Tongue Lashor wasn't a general. It was General Rattler. He had... you kind of squeeze him in his...
Nerd!
And his neck would pop up a little bit because he would ram you with it. Squeeze had really long arms. They were kind of flexible and they would wrap around.
Like a stretch arm, strong, stretchable?
Yeah, kind of. Oh. And King Hiss had a human body and then you'd open it up and like he had two snakes wrapped around for arms. And two
so
snakes.
He was pretending to be a human, but he was just a bunch of snakes.
Yeah, he was basically like a hive mind of snakes.
He was.
I think I had him.
He was like the adult man that's really just midgets in a trench coat.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, kobolds in a trench coat.
Yeah.
What?
Kobolds in a trench coat. It's a D&D reference.
Oh.
It's three kobolds in a trench coat that are pretending to be a dragonborn.
Hey, did you give me 5 points?
For what?
I just got that kill question right.
Oh, okay.
Remember you had left the room to give Daniel some cocaine? Cocaine?
He said he needed a bump.
I mean, this is another early morning one. I haven't had my fix yet.
He's shaking the table. Just...
Adam.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready?
What time do you got to go? We got to make sure we're
ready.
We have plenty of time right now.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Who was not a member of D-Generation X at one point in time?
Okay.
A. China. The lady, not the country. B. Mike Tyson. C. X-Pac.
Okay.
Or D. Edge.
It was Edge.
Okay, shut up. I was trying to make... I didn't know if... I thought Mike Tyson would have been the one that threw you off.
No, he was part of D-Generation X.
He was there for like 30 minutes.
You said at one point in time.
I know. I thought that would throw you off. God. Dick. I worked real hard on these questions, okay?
It's not easy, is it?
Okay. I don't even know where we're at.
I think I'm on number 7.
All right.
So Dick. I just got the Snake Man question.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm super mad. Daniel.
Yes.
Now, wait a minute. Why are y'all super mad? Because I'm getting questions right, but y'all are getting questions right.
Because if you're getting questions right, then clearly I didn't do a good job. Oh. Okay? And then after this, me and Daniel have to have a talk, and then he's going to tell me that he's not mad at me, he's just disappointed, and then I'm just
knocking. Oh, no, I'm mad at you.
Oh, it just went up. That's a factor.
Pick E. The answer is E.
E, okay, gotcha.
Who leads the Horde Empire?
Okay.
A. Hordemus Prime. No. It's actually A. Horde Prime, not Hordemus Prime.
Okay.
Horde Prime. B. Hordak. C. Hector Kerr. Or D. Prince Zed.
All right. Well, Zed's a Power Ranger. What?
He's a Power Ranger villain.
I don't know what you're miming to me.
Never mind. Later.
Are you trying to give him the answer?
No, I heard the banging.
Oh, okay.
I needed the additional electronic support.
Funny. Okay. So when we were waiting on you guys, like there was like a sound in the hallway, like sound like people running up and down, and Cody couldn't hear it.
Oh, that was me and Adam. We're just running up and down the hall.
Oh, fair enough. Okay.
Oh.
Is it the washer, maybe?
Was it?
The washer was gone when we walked in.
I mean, it certainly could have been.
Adam threw some clothes in.
Yeah.
They weren't mine. I just found
them. So
you strip some random guy naked through his clothes.
So Horde Prime sounds like a leader, but not like the overall leader. Kind of like how...
I'm sorry, I'm laughing at Horde and Miss Pratt.
No, I don't feel like you are now. Well, now we're going with A, Horde Prime.
Are you sure?
Yep.
It's A. I'm sorry. It's A. I couldn't do it.
What set you off? That was weird. We were from like 0 to 100.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Go walk me through the rest of your thinking. I honestly don't know what happened. I just snapped.
We're all just sitting here. You went from 0 to 100.
Right? Like, so like...
Hey, at least I tried to cover it up. Okay. I didn't do a good job.
No, like, you didn't.
I tried to cover it up.
Yeah, like so D is Zed from Power Rangers. A, I didn't think was, like, that sounded like a team leader, not like an army leader, or like an overall leader of the nation. And then B, Hordak is the only one that I recognize, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't... I think he was a good guy. So I was going to go with C.
C, in one iteration, Hector Kerr is Hordak's real name. Hordak, he doesn't lead the Horde. Horde Prime is like...
He leads the Horde. He's like a...
He's like a god, isn't he?
No, so... Horde Prime?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like... He lives in the mist, and he like... He gives Hordak orders. Like Hordak, it's the equivalent to like Palpatine and Vader, basically.
Gotcha.
And I guess Hordak and Skeletor are the equivalent of Palpatine and Vader. There's a lot of Palpatine and Vaders in the world.
Gotcha.
So you say the entire universe is just subsequent Palpatine and Vaders all the way down the chain.
No, there's a turtle there somewhere.
Okay. So why are we bringing this Fredder into this?
Oh.
Adam. Are there four elephants on top of the turtle?
Ah, that's the one. I forgot about the elephants. Mm.
Stephen King? No. Huh? Four elephants?
Yeah.
That's like an actual creation myth, right?
It's a Terry Pratchett reference.
Oh.
In Discworld, the world is flat, and it is a giant spacefaring turtle with four elephants on the back, and the flat Earth is on top of it. And I think it does come from... Hindu mythology? Like, is it inspired by Hindu mythology?
Terry, I thought it was a Stephen King with the turtle.
Terry Pratchett also wrote 50 Shades of Grey.
No, he did not.
True. Very few people don't know that.
It's not true.
No one knows it, to be quite honest.
I mean, Terry Pratchett did, like, co-write my favorite book, so...
50 Shades of Grey Darker.
Yeah.
Why do you know the names of the books, Adam?
I don't think I said it right. 50 Darker Shades of Grey?
I think it's 50 Shades Darker.
Oh, okay.
I'm 50 Shades of Fucked Up.
I just heard that bang.
What bang?
Okay.
I said a bang, 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 it. Adam.
Yep. Are we on number seven?
Number seven.
Okay, here we go.
Lucky number 11. In Scooby-Doo WrestleMania Mystery, who did Scooby-Doo and Shaggy have to beat at WrestleMania?
Undertaker.
A, Kane. Oh. B, John Cena. C, Triple H. D, Vince McMahon.
Okay, I very just...
You've seen the movie?
I don't want to answer that.
You've either seen a movie or you've seen a synopsis of the movie.
I very distinctly remember Undertaker pinning someone. And then them commenting, because he pinned, you know, he pins him over top and he does the eye thing. And I remember Shaggy saying something about it.
Yeah, but Undertaker wasn't one of the answers.
I know. But
Undertaker.
I'm painting a picture
here. E, Undertaker.
It's John Cena.
John Cena. Final answer.
No.
I didn't even give it away.
I do not remember Triple H in there.
John Cena, you wouldn't even been able to see in the movie.
Hilarious.
You know what? Shut the fuck up.
Vince McMahon.
Vince McMahon, final answer.
Yeah.
It is A, Kane.
God, I don't remember him in that movie.
Undertaker was in the sequel.
Oh.
Where they are in a wrestling race car for some reason.
So okay. They combine wrestling, Scooby-Doo, and Wacky Racers.
Basically. And Stephanie McMahon and Daphne becomes best friends because their parents are both rich. And then... it, you find out that Triple H is the bad guy with Stephanie McMahon, and they go to jail at the end of it.
Huh. So it wasn't kayfabe in that movie.
No, apparently it was legit.
Daniel.
Yes.
You ready for your steal?
I am.
During WrestleMania 32, who won a match against Eric Rowan in 6 seconds?
The Rock.
That is correct.
That was The Rock's last singles match.
Eric Rowan, the one of the Bash Brothers or whatever. Not Bash Brothers, but one
Legend
of
Brothers. Then he was part of Bray Wyatt's stable.
Firefly House.
Gotcha. Yeah.
He wasn't the one that died.
Well, no. He's actually the only member of the Wyatt family that's still alive.
Okay.
Like, unless you count Braun Strowman, who wasn't an original member of the...
What about Sister Abigail? She's still alive.
No, Sister Abigail was dead in kayfabe.
I thought Alexa Bliss was Sister Abigail.
No. And she was not original. She wasn't Wyatt family. She was Firefly Funhouse.
Oh, keep talking.
Okay.
The second round, going into remaining steel questions available to both players, we have scores being Adam at 40, Daniel being at 20.
I've confused myself. Keep talking.
Okay.
So yeah, like the Wyatt family, like, had a really good pedigree, but it's just been like,
yeah. You know, else had a good pedigree? Triple H.
Decent pedigree.
Not as good as Seth Rollins. Have you seen them when they do it like in the air, like Roman Reigns try to spear him and.
Yeah, that looks really cool. And Seth Rollins was also involved in what has got to be the world's best RKO, too. Seth Rollins goes in for the
curb stomp.
Yeah, he goes in for the stomp, and mid-air, like, he gets popped up really high, and then Randy Orton catches him. It's real sweet.
Okay, so, due to technical difficulties where I meant to write a steel question and forgot... Adam, you have one steel question left.
Okay.
Daniel, you have four.
Okay.
So.
Who's missing the steel question?
Well, you're missing one of the steel questions, so I took away one of Adam's.
Gotcha.
So it evened out. Okay. So you both have the same amount.
Okay.
All right. So.
All right. My bad.
It's all good.
I didn't hold my magic microphone aloft.
Well, can I have my steel question? Just, it doesn't count. I just
want to
see if I can.
You want both of yours? Right back to back?
I want the one you got rid of that doesn't count.
The one that I got rid of that doesn't count?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. See if I can answer.
I'll give you
He done fucking lost it already.
Shut up. This is stupid with so many papers.
Yeah, it's almost like if you used it digitally, you'd be more organized. And yeah, there wouldn't be as much wrestling interference on the.
I don't have a lappy top. I'll give you the easy one that I'm sure you know.
Is this the one that doesn't count?
Yes. Okay. This is the one that doesn't count.
Okay.
Okay. So, we already said that Orko's original name was Gorpo.
Okay.
What was the reason for the name change?
I want to say because I don't think it's it, but I want to say it because he was originally supposed to have a G on his shirt, but in Filmation, when they had to flip the frames, the G wouldn't look right flipped, so they went with an O because O looks... Or zero, sorry. O or zero. Looks the same flipped, so...
Well, wouldn't it be an O, because his name's Orko?
Right.
Why would his name not Zero Co?
I don't know. So they went with O, because it looks the same flipped. So, and then they came up with Orko because of the O.
That is correct.
So
but it doesn't fucking count.
What do you mean by flipping?
So, to save on money, they would just animate it once, like him going right, let's say. They're like, oh, and this thing we need him to go left, so instead of reanimated, they just flip the cell over.
Oh, okay, so it's animation.
It's
animation domination.
Cheating, so. Alright, okay.
Okay.
So is that why He-Man also has an H, because it's the same backwards and forwards?
Might be.
Huh.
You know what's the same forwards and backwards? Race car.
So is Taco Cat.
You stole my joke.
So is a man, a plan, a canal, Panama.
And so is Devil Lived.
So is Mom.
So is Dog.
Wait, wait a minute.
As soon as I said it, I knew that was real.
Okay. Daniel, do you want all yours at once? Do you want to break it up? How do you want to do it?
Give me two, then give it to Adam, and then give me two.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Your first steal. What type of match was Undertaker's last against AJ Styles at WrestleMania 36? So I think I butchered that wording. It was Undertaker's last match. It was against AJ Styles at WrestleMania 36.
Right.
The type of match.
It was a
lingerie match.
Well, it was a cinematic match, but I don't think that's what you're looking for.
No.
Okay. Was it a Boneyard match?
There you go.
Okay.
Boneyard. Boneyard or Buried Alive.
I'm pretty sure it was a lingerie match.
You wish.
Yeah, I know.
Although, did you see in one of the pay-per-views, AJ Styles ripped his tights.
Yeah.
And, like, his taint was sticking out through, like, half of the...
And he got punished by Vince McMahon like it was his fucking fault that his pants...
Well, he should have had some sort of garment underneath.
Don't they all wear man thongs, though?
Probably.
Yeah.
Make their asses look better?
No, in case there's a wardrobe malfunction and their junk's not sticking out.
No, but the reason they're wearing thongs to make their ass look better through
the
tights.
No, the reason they're wearing thongs is in case there's a wardrobe malfunction, their junk doesn't fly out.
Can you imagine if, like, your balls are hanging out and someone slams on those? Oh.
It'd probably feel the same, dude, whether they're under something or not.
Might be Kevlar. not what they're wearing, not their balls. Oh, I mean, maybe their balls. I don't know. Vince McMahon's got money.
So there's a clip in NXT where Triple H is talking to one of the wrestlers, and the wrestlers is like talking, is getting all arrogant and shit, and Triple H is like, "Your ball's sticking out. Like, the next time you step up to me, make sure your wardrobe's on in point."
They probably don't, unless you're like Roman Reigns, who wears pants. If you wear tights or what they call them, trunks, they don't wear underwear in there because you don't want panty lines, dude.
So what's the difference? Like, is there a reason that some wrestlers wear pants and then some wear trunks?
Trunks is your classic. It's what wrestlers are based off. Can't come from, like, sideshows. Circus men wore the trunks, the singlets. Pants is probably just more of like a modern...
Well... Yeah. So it all kind of depends on the style you're trying to present. It's a lot to do with the character's persona, because pants presudes a different type of attitude. So like a lot of wrestlers will switch to trunks when they want, actually, oddly enough, something more serious, where they want to be presented more as like a confident or serious wrestler. They'll switch to trunks versus when they're in a more like comedic persona, that usually you end up with more pants. But that's not always the case, because like Roman Reigns is a very serious character and he wrestles in pants. Seth Rollins wrestles in pants and traditionally only pants, but like Triple H switched from pants to trunks and it was supposed to be like an intensity thing. And same thing with Jericho, like when he repackaged, he switched from pants to trunks and now he's back to pants again. So,
and there's also pants as in like normal pants and then pants as like,
yeah, well, didn't, doesn't John Cena, doesn't he wear like jean shorts?
Yeah, shorts.
And then all of Mick Foley's characters, didn't they wear just regular clothes?
Pretty much, yeah.
I think it was sweatpants, wasn't it?
Well, I meant like he didn't wear like trunks or wrestling pants.
No. So it's all, it's more to do with the packaging of the gimmick.
Dude love. I just like saying dude love.
Okay.
No, okay. All right. Steel question. Number dose.
Mm-hmm.
That's German for two.
I don't think it is. I don't want to spread false information.
German for two is nine.
No, I think that's no.
I think that's nine.
No.
There's nine of us?
If you count the voices in my head.
I had a German girlfriend once, and we tried anal. And I asked her to rate it as we were doing it. And as we were doing it, she kept saying, 9, 9, 9. I was like, okay, I'm doing good then.
I knew a German guy.
Wow.
I shot him 8 times. And I said, do you want one more? And he goes, 9. So I shot him again. Okay. On that note.
Okay.
Stardust is a member of a wrestling family with his father and half-brother. Yes. Name one of them.
His father is Dusty Rhodes, and his brother is Dustin Rhodes, are also known as
Gold Dust. He gets a point taken away because he distinctly said name one of them. He named two.
I'm not playing that game.
Oh.
are you all butthurt? Because, you know that it's we're getting closer to the point where you screw up.
Screw up, yeah.
Okay, Adam, for your the only steal that counts.
Okay.
Okay. What is Hordak's equivalent of Battle Cat and Panther?
Oh, fuck you, dude. It's Praying Mantis.
That's not its name. It is a Praying Mantis, but that's not the name of the that's not the name of it.
Oh, my God.
There is no God.
I don't. It's a Praying Mantis. I don't know the name.
It is Mantisaur.
Mantisaur. I should have just took a guess.
Yeah, you should have, but you done fucked that up.
It's pretty badass looking, but it's kind of like an AT-ST and an AT-AT, completely impractical, but they look cool.
Mm. What do you mean impractical?
What?
You mean the spindly, fragile little legs that look incredibly easily to knock off balance aren't great for all-terrain travel?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
Next, you're going to tell me that a bunch of gummy bears could take it down on a forest moon.
Hmm?
Gummy bears might actually do better than Ewoks, to be perfectly honest.
Yup, nope. Okay. Daniel.
Yes.
What WWE female star goes by The Man?
Oh, Lynch. My God. Well, just fucking give him the points, why don't you?
What? I don't know what's difficult and what's not.
She happens to be one of my favorite female wrestlers, so that one fell right in my wheelhouse.
Who's she married to?
Seth Rollins.
That's what I thought it was.
And they
what, and you couldn't get Mantisaur?
Okay. Daniel.
Yes.
Last steal.
Mm-hmm.
In the famous Hell in the Cell match, who did the Undertaker send 22 feet through a commenter table?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Mankind?
That is correct.
Okay. Yeah, because Mankind went through a commentator's table and through the roof of the Hell in the Cell.
Yeah, that was because it wasn't supposed to happen that way. He was supposed to be chokeslam, and then Terry Funk came out because like he thought Undertaker was like going business on his own. Like he fucking thought Mankind was dead or Mick Foley was dead.
Yeah, they all said that, and then it said that it was the only time that Vince McMahon has broke kayfabe because he thought that he was pretty much well dead.
Yeah, because so Mankind and Terry Funk were feuding at the time, and they were actually really good friends with most of the time in feuds. So, Terry Funk came out to check on him, and
who's Terry Funk?
He was a wrestler.
Oh, I didn't know if he had like a wrestling.
You
or, that was his
yeah, that was his yeah.
or that oh.
Because he was his partner when McMahon was not McMahon. Foley was Dude Love.
He was Mankind at the time, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they were ECW buddies, or WCW? Where were they in together?
I don't remember, but I don't remember. Yeah. But yeah, they were really good friends. So, like, usually when wrestlers feud, they feud because they are really close friends. Very rarely do they feud for other reasons. So, yeah. Like, those two were feuding at the time. So, like, yeah, Terry Funk broke kayfabe because he was worried about Mick Foley, and, like, I don't remember. I think it was the second one. Like, the throw, and then, like, when the spot on the top of the Hell in the Cell, that was a mistake. Because that was just supposed to be a choke slam, and then the cage broke legitimately.
Yeah.
And, like, Undertaker was selling it, because he's a professional like that, but at one point he talks to Terry, or he talks to an official or something, and he says, check on him. Like, is he dead? Check on him. Or something like that. Like, he was really concerned about Mick Foley.
It's like, Mankind brought like a chair to the top of the ring, and then like when he fell through, the chair fell through and like hit him in the face and like knocked out like a whole bunch of his teeth.
Yeah, and one of the tooth actually went through the roof of his mouth into his nose when he fell and busted it. So like when like he talks about Stephanie McMahon was back there like leading like the EMTs and stuff, and him and Stephanie are really close, and yeah, he like had a piece of his like one of his teeth sticking out of the external part of his nose when he was talking to Stephanie after he got back from that match.
If anything, man, he's one tough son of a bitch.
Oh yeah, yeah, like legit. There is no wrestler tougher than Mick Foley.
They talked about that, and then they talked about how like usually when wrestlers get slammed through the commentator's table, it's like there's like the big show of like the wrestler walking over there and, like, usually, like, removing the monitors in some, like, ridiculous fashion. So, like, it sets it up what's going to happen. And they didn't do that.
Yeah, that's actually really dangerous. Like, they've been getting away from... Like, they've been doing that spot more where they're not tearing that table apart. But the reason, also reason why they do that, other than to build up the momentum, is so the other guy doesn't fall on this equipment and hurt himself. And they've actually been getting away from that. Like, that slanted piece on the front is supposed to kind of, like, deflect them away from the equipment underneath.
They still do, like, the hardcore... Wasn't that, like, Mick Foley's type of match, the hardcore, like, the barbed wire wrap belt bat?
They don't do that so much anymore. Like, they still have, like, weapons and stuff, but that is a little too bloody or graphic for WWE. If you want that kind of stuff, go to AEW. AEW is doing brutal shit like that.
Speaking of AEW, I think Dean Ambrose was the last one to do it, right? In WWE?
Because
when he, like, licking the bat with all the barbed wire on it? It was with him and Brock Lesnar. Or the one we don't talk about.
Sorry. I don't remember if that was the last one where they did shit like that, or if it was the one with Jericho. And who was Jericho doing that with? I don't remember them. Maybe it was Jericho and Dean Ambrose. But I know there was one of them where they're like, no, you can't use thumbtacks. And Dean Ambrose is like, I think it's Dean Ambrose and Jericho. And Dean Ambrose is like, fuck that, we're using thumbtacks.
Yeah.
And the whole rule was... Jericho had to take the thumbtack spot because he was the heel, and they weren't going to do that to the faces. Yeah.
Like, interesting enough, Mankind was my favorite wrestler growing up as a kid. And it was also the first time I found out that wrestlers had other names they used to go by. Like, that was before, it was like one of those mind-blowing kid moments as a kid where, like, because they got me, I wanted a Mankind wrestling figure back when me and my brothers were into wrestling. And I couldn't get one because it was out. And they got me a Dude Love one. And I'm like, who's this? And you're like, oh, that's McMahon. And they're like, no, it's not. And they're like, no. It's the same guy. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And then, like, the whole mind blown. Because that's also right around when Cactus Jack came back. And I was like.
For our audience, Cody just went like this.
Mind blown.
That's great for the audio podcast.
I like, growing up, we used to take my mom's real thin cookie sheets, and we would use those on trampoline wrestling, because if you hit them, they would just bend around your head.
Oh, wrestling on a trampoline. That's how my brother broke his arm.
I probably suffered some concussions from it.
I got to be the giant killer. Adam or Jared would put me up in a power bomb, and I'd get to punch them in the head, and they'd fall backwards.
I probably suffered some concussions from that. I probably suffered some concussions.
Did you suffer some
concussions?
I probably suffered some.
All right, I Cody. Joke about Cody, what's our score?
All right, at the end of round two, the remaining steel questions answered, we have Adam with 40 because he botched it, and Daniel at 28.
Still anybody's game.
12 points difference. Because
Adam is going to fuck it up.
Yep.
Okay, now the lightning round. Like that sound effects.
Okay.
Blew the entire budget on this. Okay. Who wants to go first?
Daniel can go first.
All right.
Daniel?
I'm behind.
Your lightning round is called Motu or Doctor Who. Okay. I will give you 10 characters.
Okay.
You have to tell me, is it Motu or Doctor Who?
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
I am.
Doctor Who. It's a Motu character.
Ready? Rioblast.
Motu.
Khaled.
Doctor Who.
Strobo.
Motu.
The Ronnie.
Doctor Who.
Sir Laserlot.
Motu.
Zygon.
Doctor Who.
The Not Things.
Doctor Who.
Zodak.
Motu.
The Swarm.
Motu. Motu.
That's an arbitrary one. Like, that could be anything.
Right, yeah.
Granamir.
Let's go with Doctor Who.
All right. You got 8 out of 10.
No shit.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
Grandemere.
What were the two that I missed?
Grandemere is Motu.
Okay.
And the Swarm is Doctor Who.
Gotcha. I was so, like, I said Motu, and I'm like, no, I think that's a Doctor Who, and then I just went with it.
Yeah, that Swarm one, that could literally be any medium ever.
Honestly, I picked, like, my favorite Motu characters, and I was like, I don't give a fuck. Sir Laserlot's going to give it away, but I'm putting it on there.
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, what a surprise, Zodax.
Hey, shut up.
Okay.
All right, Adam, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Yours is called All Up in My Fajils.
Okay.
Yeah, I spent hours thinking that up.
Okay.
Okay, so, according to the most recent list, I will give you a wrestler. You have to tell me if they're a face or a heel.
Oh,
the most recent list?
The most recent list.
That's hard.
Fuck you, dude.
Yay, you got a 50-50 shot.
So I say face or heel?
Yes, you say face or heel.
So I assume you weeded the tweeners out then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because it had like, according to this list, it had face, heel, tweener, and like a whole other category.
Okay.
If
comedy could... relief.
Okay,
they're usually
ready?
Faces.
Becky Lynch.
Oh, God, what is she?
She's a wrestler.
She's also known as the man.
Right, yeah.
And she's gorgeous.
She's a heel.
Slap him, Cody.
Heel.
Cody Rhodes.
Face.
Alexa Bliss. So hot.
Face.
Finn Balor.
Heel.
Seth Rollins.
Heel. Don't shake your head.
That's wrong.
You're mentally fucking with me.
You just go like this, Daniel.
Shigeki Nakamura.
Face.
Shinsuke?
That's what I think. I wrote it really fast. What'd you say?
I think of face.
B-Fab.
I don't even know how that is. Heel, I guess. B-Fab.
Brutus Creed.
I don't know who that
is. I don't give a fuck if you know who it is.
Heel. I don't know who that is.
Rey Mysterio.
He's out currently. Face.
I'm just going off the list, man.
I don't think he's ever been a heel, so face.
The Miz.
Oh, fuck. What's his popularity? He's only popular as a heel. Heel.
Okay,
shake your head at me.
I'm sorry you're wrong. Like,
you got 5 right.
What were they?
Face, heel, face.
No. Sorry, go with the wrestlers because I know most of them.
Okay.
Okay.
Again, do not fight me on this. I just went off a list.
Right. No, you're fine. You're fine.
Becky Lynch is a face.
She's a face right now.
Okay. Cody Rhodes is a face.
Definitely right. A face.
Yeah.
Alexa Bliss is a heel.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's when she left. Like, she's been out for a while, but yeah, I think she was a heel when she left, technically.
Finn Balor is a heel.
That's correct. He's part of Judgment Day.
Seth Rollins is a face.
Absolutely a face right now.
I'm not going to butcher the Nakamura.
Shinsuke Nakamura is a heel right now.
He's a heel.
Oh, okay.
B-Fab is a heel.
Who's B-Fab?
I don't know.
I think he's an NXT wrestler.
Oh, okay.
And the same thing with the next guy, the Brutus guy.
Brutus Creed is a face.
Oh, okay.
Rey Mysterio is a face.
Yeah. I don't think he's always ever been a face. Always been a
heel. And The Miz is a heel.
Oh, that's not correct.
Okay, well that's...
Miz is 100% a face currently because he is feuding with Judgment Day and is partnering with R-Truth, who is a face. Okay. So Miz is a face right now.
Okay. I'm going to you, Cody. We got Daniel saying this, the list saying that. Adam got the point with the heel.
When was the list last updated?
I don't know. You got to make me look it up again.
No, I'm just telling you that is a relatively recent change. It happened in the last month and a half.
If it's a relatively new change, I say we go with the list that you currently have.
Okay.
All right.
Add on 5 for Adam.
Okay. All
right. Okay.
Because if it was the other way, he would have gotten 6 points, right?
No, he would have gotten 4 points.
He's gotten 4 points?
Yeah.
Now, so, let's go the other way then.
All right. So how many points you get? All right, I don't fucking
4
care.
Points.
Just tell me what's the score, Cody?
Okay, well, if we're going with where he gets the less points, he's got 44. And Daniel has 36, so we have a difference of
10.
8.
Oh, hold on. I'm getting a phone call. Hello? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. This is a short phone call. No one's there. Okay. You know what? I'm trying to bring comedy to this podcast.
Oh, okay. Oh, is that what that was?
Yes. Yes. So that phone call, that very short phone call, led us to the bonus round, the action figure factory right up the street where Cody works. Cody done fucked up, and you know that there's the WWE Motu crossover action figures. Yeah. So we have. All we have are the descriptions of the action figures, and I need either the wrestler or the Motu that they combine.
Okay, but who are you asking?
I'm asking both of you, so it's whoever says it first.
Fuck that. Wow!
So it's whoever says it first.
Okay.
All right.
Make sense?
Yeah.
So if I say the yellow Avenger, you have to say it's...
Wolverine
or
Yellow Jacket.
There you go.
Okay.
So you can say whoever.
One or the other.
Yeah, you don't have to say the wrestler necessarily. He doesn't have to say.
Yeah, like I'm going to be able to name the Motu part of it.
Just say
so, but they
just pick an evil warrior and just say that real
quick. Right.
So we're clear. Do they have to name both or just one?
Just one. So that way it's fair to either or.
So we're just saying them at first rate, like, so can I just ramble off wrestlers until I get it?
Unless Adam says the right answer first.
All
right,
fair enough.
You get one, all right, fine. You get one, guess
okay.
per.
All right, okay.
This is a bonus round I like to call Cody's Collectible Calamity.
Ah, nice.
Okay, interesting. Number one.
How many we got?
There's 8 of them.
Okay.
You have to wait until
how many points apiece?
One.
Oh, okay. Fuck. Daniel's going to get all of his 8 points.
The fuck I am.
You have to wait until I finish reading.
Okay.
The Evil Skull King of Kings.
Triple H.
The Heroic High Flyer.
Rey Mysterio?
You know, you can guess if you want.
I know. I don't think fast enough, so...
The Evil Robot of Skull King.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Nope. This one, it doesn't make sense.
Say it again.
The Evil Robot of Skull King.
Skull King.
Skull King or Skull King?
Skull
Triple H's King. Triple H's character's sidekick, which would be Trapjaw, which I'm pretty fucking sure was Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yes. If it was Trapjaw, but that's not who they are referencing in this.
Who else would be the robot and the bad guy besides?
Think.
There's no... Oh, fake or... Oh, man, I know who it is.
I have no idea. It doesn't... Like, is it Cena because of the robot thing?
Why would you give him the answer?
Because I think Cena was fake or...
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I would not have put that, so, yeah, okay. Because, like, he hates that cyborg character.
The prototype?
Yeah.
Was his name the Doctor of Thugonomics, or was that the story?
It was a nickname. It was a gimmick.
Okay. The Manny Faces of Positivity.
Oh, Kofi Kingston.
Is that the New Day?
Yes.
Okay.
He is one of the three New Day.
Okay.
I mean, technically, I can't say the Motu character because it's the Manny Faces.
You could have said the Motu character.
Manny Faces.
Well, he already beat you to it.
That was dumb.
The Man of Eternia.
Becky Lynch.
Anytime, man. I like how Daniel's all, I'm not going to get any of these.
I didn't think
so. Meanwhile, you got Adam's, like, Alta Vista brain trying to load the first one. Alta Vista brain. The Evil Billion Dollar Skull Queen.
Oh, Stephanie McMahon.
Oh my god, Adam got one. And he didn't even say the Motu one.
Evil Man.
I don't get this one. The Heroic Grabber of Cakes.
You'd be Clamp Champ, but I don't know who was it.
Junkyard Dog.
Oh, okay.
Does he grab cakes?
Oh, man, he's such an old wrestler, I couldn't even tell you.
That was like they was reaching or some shit.
Hey, did you give me 2 points?
We haven't calculated the score yet.
Okay. We haven't done what's the scores yet?
We haven't calculated the scores
yet. Gotcha.
Calculated.
Calculated.
The Heroic Sergeant at Arms.
Oh, Sergeant Slaughter.
Ah, fuck.
Yes. Okay.
I keep trying to name the wrestler instead of the Motu character.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... Daniel has 6. Adam Dunn fucked it up with 2.
I kept trying to name the wrestler instead of the Motu character.
I was hoping someone knew the Junkyard Dog one, because I'm like...
I did. Club Champ.
No, I meant the grabber of cakes thing. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
He likes eating cakes.
I have no idea. That was well before my time.
Like ass cakes or like cake?
Although I do have an action figure of him.
Well, there
you go. I have an action figure of him. Ass. Huh?
Huh?
No?
What?
Nothing?
What?
All right, let's get us the final
score. No, I missed something. What happened?
Nothing. You didn't miss anything. Where's the post-it notes?
Right here. Got them all.
I don't need a post-it note.
Going into...
I'll stay.
So you're waging nothing?
No, I'm all in. All
right. So just so we're aware, the scores are 4 apiece away from each other. Is 46 for Adam, 42 for Daniel. Difference.
I never should have called you my calculating companion, because now that's all you've been doing.
I've been trying. What? I'm trying to bring levity to this podcast.
Are we going to figure out what the numbers were for earlier?
Yeah, eventually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe it's for my own personal benefit. You ever think of that?
That's not my PIN code.
Okay.
My PIN code is 867.
Okay, thank you.
5309. Okay, so we've got Daniel with 42. Daniel, you're going to wager the whole thing, or do you want to post it?
No, I'm going to wager 0.
You're going to wager 0?
Yeah.
Okay.
So because any sort of wager doesn't matter here, because Adam's already said that he's wagering everything, so if he gets it right, he wins regardless of how many points I wager, and if he gets it wrong, then I'll win.
I don't like how you think about this, where everybody else is just like, I'll wager 11 billion points.
Yeah, so like literally the wager doesn't matter for me since Adam's all in.
I need to vote me. Did you know this extends?
Huh. Yes!
Yeah, that's why I always have you rub it a little bit before you do anything.
I'm all in.
Okay.
I like to live dangerously.
Hey, high or low want to go first?
He's going first. That way there's some suspense.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Final question.
Final question. Oh, that's kind of fun.
Bow, bow. The Undertaker has been in 27 WrestleManias.
In 2002.
Yes.
Only losing twice.
Correct.
Who was the first wrestler to beat The Undertaker?
Oh, Brock Lesnar.
The one we don't speak
of. You're talking about at WrestleMania, right?
At WrestleMania.
Yeah, it was Brock Lesnar first and Roman Reigns second.
That is correct. Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 30 in 2004.
Okay, so score still remains at 42, so nothing was...
Oh, God!
So apparently that doesn't just extend, it also pulls the microphone off the base.
Hey, I heard that knock.
Sorry, headphone users.
Sorry, our new subscriber on YouTube who probably unsubscribed.
All right, Adam.
I'm all in.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Wait, ask me if I'm ready again.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. The Ridge Masters of the Universe lasted 2 seasons from 1983.
If it's how many episodes, I'm fucked.
No, just shut up and listen.
Okay.
From 1983 to 1985,
okay,
with 130 episodes, has spun off numerous series, comic books, etc. 3 members of the Motu team went on to
Bruce Timm, Paul Dini, and oh my god, Bruce Timm, Paul Dini. Oh fuck. God damn it, I lost again. I don't know the third one.
Well, I was only going to have you name 2.
Yes.
And it was J. Michael, I can't pronounce his last name, Streck. Sorinsky's,
yeah. They did the Batman animated series.
They also did G.I. Joe, She-Ra, The Real Ghostbusters, Transformers, Babylon 5, Sense 8. Okay, well, I thought that was fucking harder than it. You know what? Screw both of you.
I'm kind of bummed. So I'm kind of bummed that I won. I like being the guy that loses.
Okay, so you wagered 46, bringing you up to 92.
Okay.
Daniel is at 42.
Yep.
Okay, so we have a clear winner. Adam has won 90
you
points.
Say, you say we have a queer winner?
A clear winner.
I mean, both are correct.
So we are actually fortunate that we'll have somebody besides Adam writing trivia questions. What does because that he mean? Continues into the bracket to maybe lose next time, but he might squeak it out against Tyler and against Game of Thrones.
Oh, it's me versus Adam?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Remember the last time that we had a grudge match that...
Yeah, that didn't...
Yeah, Adam deleted the entire file.
Yeah. Bullshit is what it was.
Oh, and a...
I had 0 points on that one, yeah. Too.
And as a fun side note, Daniel actually predicted the number of points Adam would win to a T. He predicted, before the episode began, 92 as an arbitrary number I asked him, and that is exactly as many points that Adam won.
Interesting.
Yeah,
Is that actually true? Or?
No, that's exactly true, because I asked 1 through 92, you said 92.
But he doesn't have 92 points.
He has 92.
No, because he has... Oh, I guess so. Okay.
Whoa.
Daniel.
Trippy.
Yeah, so the closest one to Daniel was actually Daniel on the Daniel guessing side, because you wagered us. You said 68. So you was actually, the closest.
You guys.
Oh, wait, no. No, it was actually Tyler.
What? You should have stopped. You should have stopped with the first
27.
First one.
Yes, because Tyler wagered 27, so he was closer to your final score.
Okay.
So what do I win?
Nothing. This is just a fun thing I was doing.
Oh. Okay.
Interesting. Yay.
Yeah, okay. So was there a trick to that, or was it just random chance?
I didn't factor in the bonus round, but I sort of factored in the maximum number of points you could win if you got all your questions right, and then doubled it, because I knew people would obviously, yeah, I'm wagering it all. And it was about 92.
Holy shit, Did Cody do math right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Cody flexed those algebra skills.
Yeah, I'm fucking hating it. Really, I am, because now apparently I gotta go back and learn more algebra to get my feeds and speeds to work, and it's terrifying.
Hey, all right, Adam, anything to say?
So the next dead air is...
Doctor Who.
No, Game of Thrones and Masters of the Universe, who will then go up against My Little Pony.
Friendship is Magic.
Okay. Well, I've already been up against my Friendship and Magic.
Yeah, so? You lost before, so now you get the chance to possibly come back and beat me.
No, he doesn't. Yeah, both of you have lost to Cody. I'm the only one who hasn't lost to Cody.
If Cody wins with My Little Pony...
I'm going to never let it slide. I'm not going to let it ever go down. Remember how I
You're never going to let it go down?
Yeah.
You're never going to give it up?
Never going to give. I'm just going to say, a bunch of... magical horses beat the Master of the Universe, all the wrestlers combined, and
technically the ponies didn't go up against the wrestlers.
That's true. They weren't strong enough to even beat the other two competitors.
I think if
we may have a buffer game where it's just ponies versus wrestlers.
There you go. If by some stretch
bronies versus jabronies.
God, I wish you didn't. If by some stretch of the imagination Cody wins,
Which is possible.
We will have a tournament of the two champions go head to head.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We should do that every season.
Yeah, the Transformers versus Ponies.
Yeah. So...
Because you've got to unseat me for the belt. You can't...
Agreed. But so we'll have that every tournament of champions. So every time we have a new winner of the season, we'll add on... Okay, because that's obviously just going to be one episode.
Yeah, it's for the belt, because we're doing like a number one contender right now.
So we'll have exceeding... So and if you guys actually win a season...
Yeah, so like if ponies
someone's
win...
Someone's getting fucking cocky.
A little bit.
Look at Applejack over there, thinking you got a fucking tough ass.
Yeah, if ponies win this tournament, they'll go up against Transformers, and then if they win or lose, it'll just be a one-shot... And whoever gets the belt, and then for season 3 of Dead Air, whoever wins that tournament will go up against the winner of Ponies versus Transformers. And we'll just keep floating the belt around.
Whoever wins this one, I want them to raise it really slowly like Roman Reigns.
No, I'm just going to accept it graciously.
Oh.
No, you won't.
Yeah, well.
All right.
Because I'm going to prove friendship is magic, and that's being humble.
I'm going to spit on him with a water bottle.
Hey, Adam, we're on a time crunch.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Jeez.
Spit on it.
I know. Unreasonable. Anyway, so you've been listening to Dead
so
Air.
So is Madam Web good?
No.
No. No.
You've been listening to Dead Air, a Damage Control podcast production. Make sure you check out more of our episodes every Monday on YouTube and SoundCloud and Apple Podcasts. Also, make sure you follow us on X and Facebook and Instagram. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Thank you so much for listening. Adam, push the button.